Now, German scientists have reportedly discovered deposits of the rare metallic element indium in the Krušné hory mountains on the northeastern Czech border. In fact, it could turn out to be the world's biggest deposit. But what does this discovery mean for the Czech Republic? And what exactly is indium? Dominic Yoon reports.
Indium is a malleable and very mildly radioactive metal which has found frequent use in the electronics industry, particularly in the computer industry. Now, a team of scientists from Germany's Technical University at Freiberg in Germany have discovered a reportedly large deposit of the rare metal in the Krušné hory mountain range that forms the border between their country and the Czech Republic. Indeed, the find may point to what is the largest known single reserve of the metal anywhere on Earth. And as indium metal is extremely rare, it is also extremely expensive, currently selling for around 700 euros a kilo, a tenfold increase on prices a mere 5 years ago. I spoke with Dr. Tomáš Seifert of the Department of Economic Geology and Petrology at Freiberg Technical University, which has been undertaking a survey of the area. Freiberg has a long history with indium, which was discovered there in 1863.
We found the 1,000 tons, what are not only in one deposit. This is the summary of all deposits in western, central and eastern Erzgebirge. These mineralizations are about 315 million to 290 million years old, and we have it in the German part of the Erzgebirge as well as in the Czech part.
But even with these high market prices, the costs involved in extracting the metal, which is in mineral form and mixed with zinc and tin, which are suffering from low prices, may be prohibitive, and it would take roughly 3 years to begin the extraction.
I think that prices for metals will increase again, and then we have high tin, zinc and indium prices, and then I think it is real to mine indium here in Erzgebirge. The environmental problems are very much in focus in our university. We try to involve methods for green mining, and so we are very careful. If we mine indium in the future with tin and zinc together, it will be underground mining, and now the technologies are so high developed that the impact for the environment is very, very low.
Dr. Tomáš Seifert, ending that report by Dominic